Hello, Dave and Darren patrons. I'm Stewie Griffin from Fox Television's Family Guy.
And I'm Paul McCartney. I just put out a new record. I'm really old.
Many people say that we sound very much alike, especially when Dave does an impression of us.
Right, Stewie, but that's ridiculous. We sound nothing at all alike, and Dave does a great impression of both of us.
Right on, Paul McCartney. Right on.
Well, thanks, Stewie. It's crazy talking to a little baby.
And it's crazy for me to speak to a beetle.
I can't. All right, thanks. Thanks for being a patron, everybody. This is Dave and Darren's Best Of. I wanted to just say here at the beginning, before we present some stuff from a radio show we used to do a million years ago, thank you to you guys for continuing to support us. We haven't really talked about this, but there's this thing, like a local poll that they put out every year. And I guess they just came out with new numbers, and we're in third place for radio DJs. And we haven't been on the radio. Dave and Darren hasn't been on the radio for 4 years and a couple of months. So more than 4 years later, people are still writing our names down, not letting them forget about us. So thanks if you did that. But most especially thanks to you for continuing to support this podcast. This has been a lot of fun. I mean, the last 4 years have been a lot of fun. And it sounds like, I hope at least, you guys are having as much fun as we are. So thanks so much for being a patron of the podcast. And now here's a bunch of stuff we used to do back when we were on FM radio together. Thanks again for your support, patrons. Enjoy this installment of Dave and Darren's Best Of. Stewie, Paul, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Well, I just wanted to plug my new record, Egypt Station. It's got a couple clunkers on it. Well, it's pretty good.
And Stewie?
Make sure you watch Family Guy on Fox 18.
All right. This was a bad idea. Enjoy the Best Of, everyone. Thanks again for your patronage.
Rock 104.9 is the Quad City Rocker. It's the Dave and Darren Show. 9:08 in time now for some Best Of stuff. Been playing some really old stuff, but this is from earlier this year when we fell in love with a young lady named Sweet Brown.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, I remember it well. I don't think any of us will forget where we were when we first fell in love with this young lady. Here's some audio. Best Of. Dave and Darren, it's the Quad City Rocker, Rock 104.9.
Remember Antoine Dotson?
Yes.
Antoine Dotson, for those of you who don't remember, the viral star, what was it, 2 years ago? They're climbing in your windows, snatching your people up.
You were an incredible simulation for
hide
Halloween.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. Yo, I went as Antoine for Halloween and no one knew who I was. Because he went viral in September, I wore the costume in October, and by then it was over. Nobody remembered any of it.
They couldn't even make a guess as to who you were.
No. Have a new viral star, and I don't know that this is quite Antoine Dotson-esque. I don't know that this will be as big as Antoine, but it's not bad. A woman who's known simply as Sweet Brown. Sweet Brown is the young lady's name. She's becoming a viral star. Apparently there was a fire in Oklahoma City. And here's Sweet Brown's reaction to it. You got a minute for some Sweet Brown this morning?
And an apartment kept fire crews busy this morning. The blaze broke out at the Chateau de Ville Apartments near Northwest 23rd and Villa. Red Cross is assisting displaced families. One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Sweet Brown.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
She's right.
Sweet Brown does not have time for bronchitis.
Or a fire. On top of the smoke and the bronchitis.
Her apartment is burning, and she makes it sound like such a lovely
place. Yeah, it isn't.
You know.
I was going to get a cold pop.
Give me some more Sweet Brown. I love this lady.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. Mm-hmm. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. Yeah. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I'm praying for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, they don't.
I love how this cartoon character of a human being, as her apartment's on fire, wakes up and goes, somebody's barbecuing.
Barbecuing.
Only woke up to get myself a cold pop.
That sounds like a good idea.
And then I thought, somebody barbecuing?
Wait a minute.
Oh, sweet Jesus, I got bronchitis. I don't got time for this.
No. Who would?
Oh, that is my new favorite.
Uh-huh. I like that a lot.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing.
Well, wait
so
a minute.
So matter of fact about being displaced by your apartment fire.
Is someone cooking something that I'm not aware of?
I could go for a cold pop and something smells good. Your apartment's on fire, sweet Brown.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Does she think Jesus is interviewing her for the local Oklahoma City News?
Well,
I didn't grab any shoes, Jesus.
Uh-uh.
Jesus is not asking you the questions. That's a reporter from the Oklahoma City Action Team, Sweet Brown. I don't think Jesus is running B-roll with victims of apartment fires, is
he? You don't know that for sure.
Oh, man. If I had a nickel for every time I myself woke up, if only to get a cold pop.
Can we save the bit where she says, no one's got time for that? Because I think that could be quite useful.
The next time somebody calls and wants to waste our time with something.
Right.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly.
Sweet Brown, you are an enchantress.
Uh-huh.
I have fallen in love with your siren song.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, you're right. It's
right.
We should move on. You're right. Maybe like when the show's dragging or when we do our every morning ritual of beating a dead horse here on the show.
Right.
We just have Sweet Brown let us know that it's time to move things along.
When?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
She's got bronchitis.
And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, they don't.
No.
Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker, 34 degrees and 721.
Mixture of, well, now we just have snow, and things are going to get colder.
It's snowing again.
It's whipping up.
It's ridiculous.
Temps falling into the 20s. We got ourselves...
Make up your mind, clouds.
We got ourselves a snow globe going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, earlier it was coming down as fast as I've ever seen snow come down.
So be careful.
And then it stopped, and now it's...
Those are big flakes, too.
Yeah, what's
man, I got to get out to the squirrel garden.
Oh, they'll be fine.
No.
They can go a day without nuts.
No, they're getting their nuts.
Scientists have created a playlist, a musical playlist, guaranteed to give you the most benefit when you're working out.
Okay.
And one of the things that I thought was shocking, in fact, I don't mind telling you, Darren, I was shocked. They say rock music is the worst thing to listen to when you're working out.
All right, now when you do your spin class, what do you listen to?
I'm not on a spin class.
Oh, I know what you listen to. Just repeatedly.
Kick it! I do listen to Beastie Boys when I'm on the ARC trainer.
Be a good workout if you did that ribbon dancing.
Drop! Ribbon dancing is not something that I do, but you're right, it would be.
That would put you into shape, no doubt about it.
That'll get you where you need to go.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're saying rock music is not something you should listen to when you're working out because they say it messes up your rhythm.
Ah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
How much rhythm do you need?
To do what? To walk on a treadmill?
Right.
Do you have to do it with rhythm?
If you're putting together your ultimate playlist for working out, they're saying don't use rock music. You're supposed to use pop music because the beats per minute that it provides gets your heart going.
Right.
In fact, nothing works so good as our guy Pitbull for working out.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
That would be a good one for your ribbon dancing.
Pitbull is like when I'm off to the side working on the machines and they've got the different classes going on. It seems like there's Pitbull and...
You mean when you're watching people?
No, I'm not watching people. They have TVs to watch. You watch the TVs and then the class is going on.
Oh, okay.
I'm just sitting there watching. Yes.
Yes, that's what I like.
Yes.
Yes, more mincing, less prancing.
Well, a little prancing would be good, sir. The ultimate workout playlist based on science. They want you to start with Katy Perry.
Uh-huh. Which one? Roar?
Roar. That's the one you're supposed to play to get mentally prepared and psyched up.
Well, it's just like that commercial with the guy who's on the treadmill and he's singing Roar.
Is he?
With his headphones on and he's just
going for it. No, I haven't seen that commercial.
No, it's very real.
I think if you want to get my heartbeat, just have a you know, like a life-size cardboard cutout of Katy Perry at the end of the...
Or just show that episode of her on Saturday Night Live when she's got the...
The Elmo shirt on?
The Elmo shirt on. That'll do it.
I don't know that this helps me work out. The Katy Perry roar. I got the
eye of the tiger. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, come on.
Pretty to look at, but I don't know that
I think that would absolutely work if you were working out and you were doing your ribbon dance.
And then, again...
You could be dressed like a tiger, like a lion.
Mm. So my costume would be...
You would be
I'm
dressed
a lion.
As a lion, mm-hmm. And even your ribbons would be like, have like some sort of stripes on and stuff. And then you get out there. Tell me you wouldn't win an Olympic medal with that.
I don't think I would.
Mm.
I think I'm pretty sure they would lock me up.
Well, or at the very least at like a school assembly.
The
maybe for a reunion.
Perfect beats for Dave, minutes for
hey,
getting.
Hey everybody, welcome back to welcome for the.
Hello, kids. When I was your age, it wasn't that long ago. I was sitting where you are in no seats, and I had some choices to make. Do I do heavy drugs, or do I ribbon dance?
Or do I do both?
Well, for a while it was column A and column B, but I'm here to tell you, since 1996, I've been off narcotics and dancing like a ribbon dancing bastard. I put this program together to keep you kids straight.
Now here it is. Hit it.
Kick it!
Make your little change into your lion suit, and here you go.
It wasn't that long ago. I was sitting in no seats, wondering what I was going to make out of my life. Now I'm a river dancing fool. Kick it!
I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky.
I'm using every muscle in my body, kids!
Right. Exactly.
Every time I do this, I'm reminded of the good choices I've made.
Sure, I'm a little high on cough syrup right now.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I am on a absolute buffet of pharmaceutical drugs. That I have
and
a message.
I have a script for.
I know a guy, he's pretty cool, he doesn't ask a lot of questions. I was once in no seats asking him the same questions that you're asking. Now I'm going to do my ribbon dancing routine.
Kick it!
Kick it! Swing your body. You can see.
Let me ask you, kids, how many calories you think I just burned?
Now, usually I like to wear a bodysuit for this, but your principal said that would be a bad idea.
But I'm going to do it anyway. Kick it.
Kick it.
Here we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us.
I made the decision in 1996 to stay off of narcotics. You kids can do the same. Be good to your bodies and they'll be good to you. Thank you. I think your teacher's supposed to dismiss you. Why are you all just leaving?
And someone took my bag.
I left a bag right here.
One that of is you, now missing.
One of you kids took my bag. Listen, my car keys are in that. And my kettlebell. And my Robitussin. And the Robitussin I need to make it through the day. Now, come on.
And one last time, kick it.
I'll let myself out. Listen, I'm going to turn my back, and when I turn back around, my hope is one of you kids will know to do the right thing and put my bag right there.
If someone could please turn the lights back on. I would like to offer this final note.
I also
and one final time, kick it.
Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me.
All right, listen, that wasn't appropriate.
Listen, kids, in that bag that is now missing, I keep a key. That key opens a locker in a bowling alley where I keep most of my stuff.
It also contained my birth certificate.
One last time, kick it!
I live for the applause, applause, applause. I live for the applause, applause. Live for the applause, applause. Live for the way that you cheer and scream for me.
If you would like to book me for your, maybe a school assembly. Maybe a post-prom occasion.
You're part of the lock-in.
My message will scare the kids straight. My ribbon dancing,
it's very effective.
My message. My been there, done that message. It's tough talk for today's kids. With a dancing beat, they'll really groove on. Go ahead and call my manager, Elaine, and we'll make this happen. We should probably do the news.
And you can get them at a good price, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, although the rider is a mile long.
Just let me sleep in the boiler room there at the school for a couple days, and we're good. News time here. Back with the sports desk. Storm Track 8 weather and Alice in Chains. Dave and Darren, it's Rock 104.9.
The games of the whatever Olympiad this is.
The third Olympia.
In Sochi, Russia. Where it's at least 55 degrees warmer than it is here right now.
Walking around in tank tops.
Yeah. I think that giant flame in the middle of things might have something to do with it. Doesn't seem like the best idea. I'm told that at any moment now, Spank the Joke-Telling Monkey Puppet's going to be calling us with his look inside the games, not since we sent him up to Vancouver.
Yeah,
has Spank been on the ground for an Olympics? We didn't send him to London, did we?
No, he'll only do the Winter Olympics.
Why is that, do you think?
He said something about snow.
I mean, I knew why he did Vancouver. There was a trap house there he wanted to visit. Here he is.
Well, he's got his own phone card, right? Is it a track phone?
That's a good question. Let's make him feel welcome. Spank the Joke-Telling Monkey Puppet, ladies and gentlemen.
This cost me a fortune.
Right.
Hey, bring your gun.
Now, you're inside the Olympic Circle, right?
Yeah, I'm here in Russia. Thanks a lot for this assignment. This has been great.
Yeah,
That's sarcasm, by the way.
Right. Now, are you, I understand, because of the limited budget, you're on the other side of that mountain range.
Yeah, I mean, I'm staying with a goat herder and his family.
Another trap house?
In a way, I don't think I'm ever going to get out of here.
Yeah.
They're trying to, they're trying to take my fur off and stuff.
Now, we saw you.
Didn't I? I was pissed out because I had some of the local delicacies.
Uh-huh.
And by that, I mean an 18-course vodka meal. And I wake up and this chick with a mustache is trying to shave my fur.
Uh-huh.
Which normally I'd be into it.
Right.
Chick was built like a Mack truck. Some sort of Russian Mack truck.
Any idea what you would have done with the fur?
Beat the hell out of me, I don't know.
Now, your buddy Lysacek is staying with you, right?
I'm here with Evan Lysacek, former Olympic skater.
Right. Now, he did not perform in the Olympics this year.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
he's been here the whole time with me.
All right, give us the real story. Why didn't he? Why did he opt out? Give us the straight poop.
You want to ask him?
Message
if they want to talk to you about your business.
Oh, he's right there with us. All right.
Hello.
Is this Evan?
Yes, this is Evan Lysacek. Hello. To whom am I speaking?
This is Dave and Darren.
Oh, hey, fellas.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
Now, how are things there in Russia?
Oh, my God. It's something else.
Yeah, is it...
I mean, there is just...
Olympic spirit, I imagine.
It's a fever. Uh-huh. It's an Olympic fever.
Now, why...
captivated the entire region. It's something else.
Now, you didn't perform. You didn't compete this year. Why is that?
I've been performing all right.
Oh, yeah?
But not competing.
Uh-huh, yeah, right. There are no losers. There's no winners and losers, right?
Yeah.
It's no big deal if you finish second, does it?
Oh, you're terrible. Oh, you're the worst, Dave. Oh.
No, this is Darren.
Oh, I couldn't know. I don't listen to the show.
We're a two-headed monster.
I don't know which one is which.
You can't really tell the difference.
Right, I'm Dave.
No, that one.
Okay.
The one with the very breathy voice.
It's funny that you think I would care about that.
Uh-huh, right.
Oh, we're here in Russia, just on the other side of the mountain. And the
just on the other side of the mountain.
And the spectacle.
Now, why
pageantry.
Are you guys on the other side of the mountain? That seems like a long trek.
You know what?
Get...
I'm not sure. I wasn't in charge of booking the room or any of that sort of thing, but here we are.
Have you had a chance to enjoy the Black Sea?
Excuse me?
The Black Sea.
Oh. I was going to say, how do you know about that? The Black Sea.
Yeah.
I'll let Spike
tell
you. How
do I know about it?
I thought, well, the Black Sea is a term.
I'm sorry. No, I was actually talking
with
about
a
body of water.
With a capital C.
Okay.
And I've had a few of those, mister.
All right.
Believe me. Spank, honey. It's for you.
Spank, honey.
I told you, don't call me honey.
Okay.
He gets a little too familiar, you know?
Yeah, right. No, but this is your second Olympics with him.
Yeah, no, this is it, all right. This is the last Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
And we're here at some guy's house. And
you're on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah, for some reason we're on the other side of the mountain, I guess. And we got a better deal, or I don't know what the deal is. But here we are in Russia for the Winter Olympics.
And this ends when? You got to, knock this out this weekend, or you got a whole nother week? You got a whole nother week after this, don't you?
Yeah, we're here for another week after this. There's 2 weeks of this nonsense.
Yeah.
These people... falling down mountains and whatnot.
Now you got your own phone card, right? What is that, a track phone?
Yeah, it's costing me a fortune.
Right.
So I'd like to kind of get to the report. When do we go on the air? Because I'd like to tell people what's going on.
We've been on the air. Go ahead and do your report then. I'm sorry.
Hello, Quadzies. It's Spank, the joke-telling monkey puppet.
Yes, Spank. Thank you.
Line.
What?
Hang on a second. Evan's distracting me.
Uh-huh. What is Evan doing?
I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I'm throwing snowballs at him when he's trying to do his job.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm something else.
You are.
Oh, God. Good to be here,
Dave. You never really did answer the question.
What was the question? About the big sea? Black sea?
In competition, do you prefer finishing first or seconds?
Oh, honey. Oh, I'm not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole.
Is there a 10-foot pole there?
There's a pole here that I'd say is at least 13 inches.
Okay.
He's fantastic.
All right. That's enough. I don't know that we have time for the report at this point. Spank?
You see what I'm dealing with over here?
Right, yeah. Maybe we can catch up a little later.
A couple of highlights from the game so far.
Right.
Sean White sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's bad.
Right, we covered that.
He fell down on his face, and it is a jerk.
Now, do you think it's a result of his haircut? What would you
think? The fact that he cut off on his hair is why he's no good at the Olympics anymore. The hair was where all of his powers were. He cut off his hair, and now he just looks like a jackass. Here's an interesting fact. Did you know, Darren, that there is a beer fridge at the Canada Olympic House?
No, I didn't.
And it opens. It's the coolest thing when you go there. You have to scan a Canadian passport. And then down there, then it gives you free Canadian beer.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, I take it you probably have one of those passports.
I'm a dual citizen, as
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was there in Canada at the Canada House drinking beers. That was a couple of nights ago. I did that. That was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, by the way, I have breaking news. Bob Costas has eye herpes. He caught it.
Yeah.
I'm having some sort of eyeball sex with a Russian hooker.
Eyeball sex.
He's got eye herpes.
Uh-huh.
He got it from, he was looking at some dirty Russian stuff.
Right.
And it got in his eyes.
Now, how do you cure that sort of thing?
Penicillin, I think.
Mm.
I don't know what the hell you use for that.
Don't pretend like you don't know.
Hang on a second. I'm trying to do this.
Hello, who's this?
Well, you know who it is.
Are we still doing this?
You were, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Some would say probably we shouldn't.
Hmm. Who would say that? Now, you guys are friends with Carl, right?
Now, how do you know Carl?
Different Carl.
It's a different Carl?
Give me that.
All right. Boy.
Waited 4 years to do that joke. I don't think anyone got it.
Some got it.
Here is a great moment of sportsmanship yesterday when a Russian cross-country skier named Anton Garov broke a ski and looked like he's going to have to drop out of the race, but a Canadian ski coach ran over and gave him a spare ski.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, I guess.
Huh.
And the coach's name is Justin Wadsworth, and...
Hello.
Stop it! Justin Wadsworth... And he helped Anton onto the ski, which allowed him to finish. So I thought that was really cool.
That doesn't
and
seem legal.
And in the spirit of the games.
That doesn't seem like it's fair, though.
You want to talk about Wadsworth?
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm terrible.
No, you are.
You won't. He keeps taking the phone out
no,
of my
he
hand.
Is. Well, he's bigger than you are.
Oh, boy. See, Olympic.
Any Olympic humor going on?
Well, as you know, the Olympic hockey is a big part of the Winter Games.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, Darren. What's the difference between a hockey game and the Orion High School reunion?
I don't know.
Well, Darren, in a hockey game, you see fast pucks. Whammo! I think he's laughing for
yeah.
real.
Yeah, no.
I think I got him.
Yeah, I got it. I get it.
Yeah, that works.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh, little, good times.
A little play with the words.
We're having fun here, although there's not as much dope as there was in Vancouver. But
yeah,
we're finding ways
right.
to make our own fun.
They're cracking down on you, huh?
Yeah, they don't have any kush here that's kind at all.
Really?
None of the bud is good. I mean, they got nothing here.
Not even on the other side of the mountain?
That's one of the reasons I thought we'd be at the other side of the mountain.
That's
be a little
you,
bit more
that's
advantageous.
That's why you booked that, yes.
I thought maybe there'd be some, some green.
Yeah, a little
but,
more lively.
So far, nothing.
No, nothing.
Or as they say here, nit.
Nit.
A little bit of Russian that I picked up while I've been here at the Games of the Olympiad.
You've been getting a lot of that? You've been hearing a lot of that?
That's all I hear.
That's all you hear.
These chicks are, you'd think, as ugly as they are, you'd think they'd be down for whatever.
Uh-huh.
But so far, no good.
Right.
So that's my report. I think I'm running out of my last minute here.
Live from the third Olympic Games.
No, it's not the third.
Hmm.
This is the second Winter Games that he's covered
for
us.
Oh, the second one, okay.
And it's been my pleasure. If we could just maybe make arrangements for Evan to go stay at another hotel. Who do I talk to? Joan? Who do I get on the phone to make that happen?
And your report is brought to us by?
Brought to you by... the new Ford Escort. Quality comfort in a family sedan. Consider the Ford Escort, where you bank or work.
Okay. All right. Well done.
Can we... Seriously, get him another room, because I... He's got fellas over all the time, I can't get any sleep.
Yeah.
It's something else.
Okay.
I gotta let you guys go.
Check
reporting,
in soon.
Reporting from Sochi, Russia for the Dave and Darren Show.
Right.
I'm Spank, the joke-telling monkey puppet.
Brought to you by Ford.
Brought to you by the new Ford Escort. Four wheels.
Yes, four wheels.
Four wheels,
that
a tailpipe, and a whole lot of fun.
That one.
Tailpipe.
Tailpipe.
Well, all right.
You see what I'm dealing with?
I know.
I gotta go.
I see you.
I see you then.
Live from Sochi, Russia.
The Odd Couple.
Is this something you could share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
It's Halloween. All the ghouls and goblins are about, ready to trick or treat. But we've got something for you. It's Halloween, and no, the original Eddie Munster is live on the show. He's the pride and joy of a graveyard. He's Amazing Larry. It's very spooky. It's very spooky. Amazing Larry on Halloween. He sounds like a vampire and no one knows what.
Who does that?
Who is that?
Who is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, here on Halloween, the one and only Amazing Larry joins us on the broadcast. Happy Halloween, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Levitras.
Hello, Larry.
Happy Halloween.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Larry,
welcome to the Amazing Larry Halloween special. Happy Halloween to all those weenies out there.
Okay. Larry, is there any particular Halloween that stands out for you when you were a kid?
Not really.
Do you remember what you went as a kid?
Well, the most one I can remember was my Mickey Mouse Dracula outfit.
Well, no, I know, but that was later dates when you were Mickey Mouse Dracula.
I know.
Do you remember
but that still sticks in my mind.
No, I know it does, but do you remember what you went as a kid at, ever? Or?
I have clown.
You were a clown. Uh-huh.
Clown.
Yeah. You said clowns as if you did it several times.
Well, I've done it a couple times.
Yeah. I imagine, Larry, you probably went as a hobo once or twice as a kid. That was a very popular costume when you were...
Maybe
a kid.
Once.
I have to assume...
Maybe once.
I have to assume you went as a cowboy, didn't you, as a little kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Could see that. And Elvis, probably.
And what kind of stuff did you get on Halloween there, Larry? What kind of candies were popular back in your day?
Well, I hated these people that give you apples and oranges.
You hated them.
You hated them.
Now, yeah.
Did you pull any tricks on Halloween when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Such as?
Well, that was the days where they had the outhouses.
Uh-huh. So you would tip the outhouses over?
Yeah, but the one we tipped over, somebody was in it.
Who was in it?
I can't say no names.
Oh, okay. All right. But it ended up a mess, huh?
Well, yeah, but we ran.
You know, I imagine you did run.
But they still hollered.
Yeah.
I imagine they would.
Did they know it was you?
No.
Was it an adult or a kid?
It was an adult.
Oh, it was. Okay. Is that person still with us?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, if you'd like to reveal.
But I can remember up at the tavern, he said, if I ever find out who the little...
Yeah,
bastards hit me over when I was taking a dump. I'm going to kill him.
What were you doing up at the bar?
Well, in those days, you could sit at the tables in the bar rooms.
Yeah. Okay.
And drink your Pepsi.
Right. Yeah. Well, you probably shivered when you heard that kind of talk.
Very chilling.
Yeah, that's why I kept the top secret.
Yeah, I bet you.
Me and the other kid had done it.
Yeah, now, is the other kid alive still?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But you don't know that the guy you tipped over is dead, so you're not comfortable saying his
name. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet, I'm not going to say.
Not 100% safe.
So
yeah, I like
then,
that.
Then what are you going as this year, Larry?
Well, I'm going as the original Eddie Monster.
There, finally, the original Eddie Munster. The truth comes out.
Is Larry aware of the pictures that are online of him?
I don't know if you've seen them or not. Have you seen the pictures that are online, Larry?
No, because you know why, Petra?
Why?
I haven't got a computer.
Well, maybe you can go visit somebody and take a look at them.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I think all these pictures kind of prove the point that you were, in fact, the original Eddie Munster. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that. How'd that go down?
When, in the old days?
Yeah, when it actually happened.
Oh, that's when I greased my hair up and everything and wore that little suit, you know.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, we got a picture of David there.
I shot a pilot for that.
Yeah, but you probably...
And then they reshot the pilot.
Yeah.
And because they didn't want Eddie Munster be smoking... they picked somebody else.
That was the rub, huh? They didn't want the kid smoking. Because she would have been like 17 at that time, which was a little old for that character.
How'd
they make you look so small?
Well, I wasn't too big at the age of 17.
Well, no. The pictures on DaveandDarren.com tell a different story.
Uh-huh. Diminutive, really.
Yeah.
As if you had stunted your growth somehow.
Were you sure you got the dates right?
Yeah, okay, I think so. It's like it was the early 60s.
Yeah, you would have been 18 when they shot the pilot for the Munsters.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, no, it's
good look, though, Larry.
It's very convincing.
Yeah, I buy it.
Boy, I bet when you made that pilot, you probably figured you were set.
What site do I got to go to?
DaveandDarren.com.
Right.
Okay, so that'd be on the cell phone, too, right?
Yeah, imagine it would be,
someone
sure.
Had it, yeah, right.
Yeah.
You probably figured you were on Easy Street after that was shot.
Oh, yes. I thought I was going to make all this money and all this.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
This, yes.
I thought I was in like Flynn.
Yeah. Now, how were you chosen to do this particular role? How did they remember you?
How did they remember me?
How did they know of you?
I don't know. I just got a letter in the mail, and then I had to appear at this place to, you know.
Got a letter in the mail.
We want you to be Eddie Munster.
But don't.
No one's ever heard of it.
But
show up in a little suit and short pants.
But don't grease your
hair. I think they had a thing in the paper, and then I had to send in.
Okay.
You know,
some sort of Listen up, kids.
Uh-huh.
And then send a picture of myself.
Larry, now I know you love to sing Halloween songs. Have you got one ready for us?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's do this thing.
All right, let's fire it up, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the Spooktacular. That's going to do it for today's show.
Uh-huh.
Larry's going to take us out with his haunting rendition of Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Mash. Have a very safe Halloween drive, very extra carefully today. Again, little kids.
And tonight is Friday night.
That's right. Kids don't pay attention to crosswalks, so please drive very carefully. And just,
they got that parade tonight down there, don't they?
In Davenport they do, but everyone else, when you're trick-or-treating, just keep in mind that kids are not paying attention. Just drive with under the assumption that a kid is going to run out in front of you at all times. That's what I say. We're back tomorrow with more riddles, jokes, and fun. Larry, you're going to sing some Bobby Boris Pickett for us, right?
Some what?
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Here we go.
Amazing Larry with the Monster Mash. Larry?
Yeah, am I supposed to sing it?
Yeah, sing.
Oh, I thought you had the Monster Mash. I was supposed to sing with it.
Yes.
We are playing it.
I don't even hear it.
Wait a minute.
What station do you have on? I'll turn it up and we'll try this again. Yeah. Amazing, Larry, everyone. Have a great
Halloween.
Yeah,
there's the Monster Mash.
Oh, I got to turn my radio on.
Well, yes.
So a lot of it, I get delayed.
No, it's not on delay.
I told you
that.
All right, everyone. Have a very safe Halloween. Now to favor us with one of his most haunting selections.
Still doesn't know the words, though.
It's Bobby Boris Pickett and Amazing Larry.
Yeah.
A duo that could only happen here on the Dave and Darren Show. Have a safe Halloween, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
In my lab, late one night.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise. And
so let me get this straight. He knows four words. He knows four or five words of the Monster Mash.
Apparently.
That's our big finish.
Apparently.
The mom did the mash.
No, he's singing along
to
nothing.
It was a graveyard smash.
Yeah, he's singing to nothing.
Mash.
Just singing it over and over again.
All right.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Everyone have a great Halloween.
Happy Halloween to everyone out there. Be safe.
And now here's Larry.
Here's Larry. Here's it again.
Enjoy.
I was working in the lab late one night.
An eerie sight, for my monster from his lab began to rise. And suddenly,
to my surprise,
he did the mash.
They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
That's enough.
Never enough.
Wow, ooh. Come on, Larry. Wow, 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 ooh.
Wow, 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 ooh. I'm going to the graveyard tonight to have a party.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. Peter was there. He was drinking his beer.
Included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging.
The rest of it, I do not know.
Oh, the rest of it.
I wish you would have prepared me a bit for this. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. They went off to a splash.
What?
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring.
Out come a coffin, what?
He was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
Everything's cool, Rex, a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them body sick.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you
it was a graveyard smash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can
it the monster mash. Oh yeah. It was a graveyard smash. We're going to have a party at the graveyard tonight. Well, I'll see you on Friday.